This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the new terminal building of the Lokapriya Gopinath Bordoloi International Airport in Guwahati, Assam, this afternoon. He also unveiled an 80-foot statue of Assam's first Chief Minister, Gopinath Bordoloi, outside the new terminal of the airport, named after him. Addressing a public gathering in Guwahati, Mr. Modi said Gopinath Bordoloi was the state's pride and his statue will inspire current and future generations. The Prime Minister said, "Today is a day of celebration of development and once again a new chapter is being added to the development of Assam."
Assam vikas ka utsav mana raha hai. Assam ki dharti se mera lagav, yahan ke logon ka pyar aur sneh aur khaskar असम और पूर्वोत्तर की मेरी माताओं बहनों का अपनापन ये मुझे निरंतर प्रेरित करते हैं, पूर्वोत्तर के विकास के हमारे संकल्प को ताकत देते हैं। मैं देख रहा हूं आज एक बार फिर असम के विकास में नया अध्याय जुड़ रहा है।
The Prime Minister arrived in Guwahati on a two-day visit to Assam. During his visit, Mr. Modi will inaugurate and unveil several projects worth around 15,600 crore rupees and address public meetings. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi laid the foundation stone and inaugurated two national highway projects worth around 3,200 crore rupees at Ranaghat in Nodia district of West Bengal. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said the Vikasit Bharat G. Ram G. Bill is not only beneficial for farmers and workers but also connected to the development of villages in every aspect. The minister said this while addressing the Chaudhary Charan Singh Awards 2025 in New Delhi today. He also informed that the ministry is inviting suggestions in the agriculture sector for the upcoming budget 2026-27 to build a resilient system. Mr. Chauhan highlighted the establishment of Chintan Shivir to bring together farmers, experts and agri-scientists for the formulation of schemes effectively. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh has called for a whole-of-society approach to combat obesity effectively. The minister made these remarks while addressing the inaugural session of the two-day Asia-Oceania Conference on Obesity in New Delhi today. He also emphasized the need to use weight-reducing or anti-obesity drugs very judiciously. He said obesity is a complex, chronic and relapsing disorder and not merely a cosmetic or lifestyle concern. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal attended the World Hindu Economic Forum 2025 in Mumbai today. He said, "Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam is India's civilizational ethos, which Prime Minister Narendra Modi has embraced as a guiding principle of global leadership." Speaking at a key session titled "Establishing Brand Bharat, Competitiveness in Global Trade," he said India's progress is not just a story of economic growth, but also of a transformation in values and mindset. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today stressed on the merit of the aspirants and inclusiveness during recruitments. Speaking at the valedictory program of the two-day National Conference of Chairpersons of State Public Service Commissions in Hyderabad, the Vice President said state PSCs play a key role in it. Stating that the PSCs decide the future of the country for the following decades, he said the recruitment should be based on merit and inclusiveness. Metro train services have officially commenced operations in Bhopal in Madhya Pradesh today. Union Minister for Housing and Urban Affairs Manohar Lal Khattar and Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav jointly inaugurated the state-of-the-art metro rail service. In badminton, the semi-final match is underway between Indian pair of Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty and Chinese duo of Liang Wei Keng and Wang Chang in the BWF World Tour Finals in Hangzhou, China. Both the teams have won one sit each till Rupaut's last game in. The Board of Control for Cricket in India announced a 15-man squad for the upcoming ICC T20 World Cup today. Surya Kumar Yadav will be leading the squad, with Shubman Gill, till now the vice-captain of the T20I team, being dropped from the squad. With that, we end this news bulletin.